It is time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. John chapter 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes and ears, and all my members, my reason, and all my senses. Reason and senses then perceive these. The tomb. Empty for the most part. The stone, the body missing upon first arrival of distraught followers. The grave linens, the face cloth, the disciples, Peter, John, Mary Magdalene, and the others, both men and women. The angels, too, eventually making their appearance. All these factual, definite articles, physical things and beings, whether of earth or heaven, were already out there in the literature and in the minds and mouths of Christians, just as familiar to the readers of St. John's Gospel as you also know them today, 2 millennia deeper into the history of fallen and redeemed mankind. We're simply thankful to the apostle, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that he has graciously set it down in the written record. We just can't get enough of this story, never enough of the triumphant news that Jesus lives, the victory's won. This testimony of the one whom Jesus loved, it accords perfectly with that of the preceding evangelists, yet offers even more vivid detail. All of the witnesses agree with one another and with the prophets who came centuries before. God's word never contradicts itself, no matter how much our broken human reason chases after supposed flaws, inconsistencies, or failures. The scriptures are font of pure truth. They are completely reliable and without error. The word alone is utterly sufficient, the one thing ever and always needed to start, strengthen, and maintain the faith that saves. A childlike trust that grasps the reality of the resurrection of the body, the freedom that arises from righteousness bestowed as gift, never wage or reward. The word that is Jesus, crucified unto death for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the very power of God, whose end is genuine hope and everlasting life. And for all, for you. Yours, given to you in the delivered ministry of the Word. Yet now in this earthly life we strain, continually assailed by our sins and the murderous accusations of Satan at every turn, muddling our way through human reason and senses to consider the grave, in a manner not so different from the walk of that woman of Magdala on that first resurrection morning. Her tentative, tearful steps are the very human experience universally shared. Darkness frightens us. Any positive hope for the future has been seemingly drained away and replaced by unsettled grief over a painful loss. God feels distant, maybe even absent. We are afflicted with isolation, parched for love and fellowship. In unease and anxiety, we are lost with nowhere definite to turn, no sure plan. The tomb that we know that lies ahead, it is foreign and menacing. What will we do when we arrive there at that foreboding entryway? The intellect processes the evidence presented to the eyes, and here at least in John chapter 20, mistakenly concludes that a crucified body has been stolen. Corpses do not do walk-offs. Disciples need to find out where they have laid him, whoever they is. As St. John so clearly describes the limits of fallen human reason and a faith yet not fully founded on that all-sufficient word, for as yet they did not understand the scriptures that he, that is, Jesus, must rise from the dead. For John and Peter, Mary and the other disciples, the scriptures were about to take on real meaning, a priceless worth not previously realized. Despite all the attendant physical evidence of the resurrection, it would take the risen Jesus himself coming to them in bodily flesh, raised from death to life, speaking his word of peace and reconciliation in order to remove their fears and calm the chaos in their mind. What God had promised over the course of human history, beginning with Adam's plunging mankind into death with the fall, all of it became true. The gospel was there, active in its fulfillment. The faith that is confessed from that word, not from your own reason or strength, has carried you over now, emerging from the pitch dark of night into the brilliant dawning of a day that has no end, with Peter and John, Mary, all the disciples, all the faithful that ever came before or since. Hasten with them to that holy place where heaven meets earth, where Christ has raised up the race of Adam. Run together with perseverance in confidence and joy. No worries about who gets there first. The new creation, A new heaven and a new earth awaits us all. God has promised it. Along the way, we don't merely pause to wonder at an abandoned grave, hesitantly peering in for clues to a mystery. By the power of His Word, we have been brought to enter in, to receive and hold firmly to the announcement divinely ordained. He is not here, for He has risen as He said. You've heard this glorious news this week again and again. The resurrection changes everything. Your reason and your intellect are tamed into their proper ministerial role, humbly nurturing the faith that is born only of the Word of God. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And in that you know and confess that you too will be raised in your flesh to behold and stand with your Redeemer in eternity. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.